For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. The U.S.-Israeli airstrikes in Iran have drawn strong responses from L.A.'s large diaspora communities. Mujan Bugay is with the National Iranian American Council's Los Angeles chapter. She's worried for her family living in Iran.
We want what's best for the people of Iran. The U.S. and Israel do not have those interests at stake. But we also understand that there's a desire amongst a huge part of the community to see reform in Iran, to see true democracy in Iran. And we support that.
But other Iranian immigrants back the military action, says Noor Farkas. He's president of the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles.
We are home to the largest Iranian-American Jewish diaspora in the world. LA celebrates that fact. Most of the reaction that we have received from our amazing Iranian-American Jewish community has been one of excitement and adulation.
Demonstrations for and against the strikes in Iran are taking place around the state today. In Riverside, a protest is planned for 5 p.m. at the Cesar Chavez Memorial. Workers at a hotel in Ontario are calling for a boycott as contract negotiations stall out. Unite Here Local 11 is the union that represents the DoubleTree Ontario Airport Hotel. Victoria Stahl with Unite Here says housekeepers and cooks there are asking for higher wages and lower health insurance costs.
It's extremely unaffordable to live, even in Ontario. And so, workers have extremely high health insurance premiums, and their wages simply can't keep up with the cost of living and paying for basic things like health insurance.
Stahl says the union has been in contract negotiations with Hilton for a year. Unite Here also alleges that Hilton has fired employees for organizing. Hilton did not respond to KBCR's request for comment. Fans of a pair of celebrity bald eagles who live in Big Bear are celebrating a second time in just a week. The eagles, who are broadcast via a 24/7 live stream, laid a second egg late Friday. It comes after a month of heartbreak for the live stream's some 700,000 subscribers. Thousands of fans were tuned on Friday as Jackie, the female eagle, laid the second egg of this clutch. It was a welcome sight after a raven breached two eggs that Jackie laid a few weeks ago. Friends of Big Bear Valley, which operates the live stream, says if a third egg comes, it could be any day now. Eagle eggs incubate for 40 days, meaning the chicks could hatch in early April. Inmates at a men's prison in Blythe are helping the Riverside County Animal Shelter deal with overcrowding. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Riverside County's animal shelter has been overcrowded for years. In January, it reported it was more than 200% over capacity for dogs. One way it's tried to reduce its numbers is by sending 31 dogs to inmates at Blythe's Ironwood State Prison. Veronica Perez, who's with Riverside County Animal Services, says inmates help get the dogs ready for adoption. Inmates spend about 16 hours a day with the animals.
That human aspect is so important, and that's not something they can get as intensively and as much as they need being in an overcrowded kennel.
Meanwhile, shelter and prison officials say caring for the dogs helps the inmates with rehabilitation. Since December, 9 dogs have been adopted from the prison program. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
The LAUSD board voted unanimously to place Superintendent Alberto Carvalho on paid administrative leave. Last week's decision comes days after FBI agents searched Carvalho's home in San Pedro. LAS reporter Mariana Dell has more.
Chief of School Operations Andres Chait is now acting superintendent pending an investigation into Carvalho. Chait has been with the district for nearly 3 decades and has also served as a regional superintendent and principal. The board's decision was unanimous and comes after a 7-hour closed meeting spread over 2 days. The reason for the FBI searches is unknown. A Justice Department spokesperson said the agency had a court-authorized warrant but declined to provide additional details. Mariana Dale, LAS News.
LAUSD is meeting behind closed doors today to continue discussions about Carvalho's fate. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.